Minute 4. Warm up 1.
2A. Listen to the interview with Paul, a children's book illustrator, and circle the correct answers. A. True, if the statement agrees with the information you hear. B. False, if the statement contradicts the information.
Hello, Paul. Can you tell us about how you got into illustrating? Was it a childhood dream?
Oh, no. I've enjoyed painting as long as I can remember. That is true, but I never thought of it as a career. I wanted to be in the computer industry, in web designing, to be exact.
That sounds exciting. And so did you actually become a web designer?
Yes. When I graduated, I got a job as a web designer in a construction company. You know, a big company which builds shopping and business centers, as well as private housing.
Did you feel good about your job? I mean, did it make you feel happy to design the sites?
Yeah, I still do. I still work for the same company and make websites for them. As for drawing for children, at first I took it as a hobby.
When did that happen?
When my daughter was 4, she drew on the walls of her room. Most parents would get rather angry about that, but I didn't. I thought that she might have a gift for drawing and decided to encourage her. Together, we painted the walls of her room again with her favorite cartoon characters. It looked nice, and my daughter was delighted, and so were the other kids who happened to see her room.
I wish I had had a room like that when I was a child.
Well, that experience with my daughter got me started on drawing paintings of imaginary creatures, colorful animals and birds, and even bugs and flies, which I then sent on to a children's magazine. They published them and wanted me to do some more illustrating for their magazines and books. That's how I became a children's book illustrator.
But don't you have a feeling that it's not serious enough for a person like you? I mean, for an educated person, to waste your time drawing some imaginary creatures just to amuse kids.
I enjoy it. I realized that lots of the animals I draw are from my own childhood. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's anyone's place to say that this job is serious and that one is not. I work for kids and my work helps them feel happy. What can be more serious and worthwhile than that?